10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I was about to say welcome back, but I suppose it's to me. Like, welcome myself back is
right.
Kind of an odd way to approach the world. If you cannot tell already, John, can you tell? Can you hear? Does my voice sound weird? I can't really tell.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, interesting. I sound normal?
Yeah, you do, actually.
Very cool. I sound completely wrong in my own head. I have been sick since before I went on vacation. Well, the voices are their own separate thing, right? No, I have been like mildly ill or seriously. I've had this like weird cold thing for like 2 weeks. I had it the afternoon of the 12th, and that's why I had to call Bobby and be like, Bobby, I can't come in. You remember him making fun of me on Friday? And I mean, I did everything I could. I woke up, I gargled salt water, did everything I could to try to come in because I had already written Transgressors. I had a giant episode of Milton's City Council Melodrama Theater to do. We'll do it tomorrow. You know, and just like, I was ready. And then I just could not do the show and sent in that goofy little, you know.
Oh, yeah, the Bobby made sure.
Audio.
Yeah. Yes. Bobby made sure we played it.
So, If you're gonna be a talk show host and you're gonna lose your voice, okay, the best time to lose it is when you're gonna be gone for almost 2 weeks. And you would think in that amount of time, it would take care of itself. Oh, hell no. I've been skiing with this nonsense, and we had a blast in Colorado, seeing my dad and skiing. That's where I grew up skiing in Denver. Went to Keystone, went to Loveland. Oh my God, we had such a good time.
Did you fall?
Okay, so I have a story about that.
Oh,
you asked. Are you a skier?
I know the bunny trail, but that's about it.
Okay, so I have three boys who are all various levels of skiing proficiency, from like super beginner to like, you know, they've skied a few times in their life because we lived in Oregon and we skied in Oregon, lived, you know, near Ashland and so, you know, Medford. So they've skied in Ashland, North Carolina. So they've, you know, both Ashlands, right? Asheville, sorry. And, they had never skied the Rockies. So I took them, and my job was to, like, watch them, you know. And my wife, who never liked downhill skiing, she always kind of like cross-country. Mm-hmm. Downhill wasn't her thing. She didn't feel like she was in control. So she wanted to try skiing again. I mean, if we're going to be in Denver, let's all go skiing, right?
Yeah, why not?
Well, she tried and did kind of like bunny slopes and a couple of greens and just didn't like it. She didn't feel like she had any control. She did do cross-country, and it was fine. But she says, I never need to do this again. I'm like, oh, good. Me and my girlfriend, we'll go. So, joke. Anyway, but the boys, varying degrees, they liked it a lot on the first day. And they liked it. One, the youngest one liked it even more. We went Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Take a day off in between to recover. Which is the smart way to do, by the way, if you're not an all-the-time skier. Because you're going to be exhausted the second day. Don't go like, we're going to go 4 days in a row. You're going to go twice in 4 days, and you're going to hate yourself for it. So, you know, go every other. It's a good way to pace yourself. But the second day, the Wednesday, we went to Keystone after going to Loveland the first day. And, you know, they had a great time. And the youngest one was the trooper. And I was with him most of the day because I was watching him because he was the least skilled. And he got to be, he can't really ski normal-like, but he can ski. He's 16, so he's still learning because he's never really done this much before. But he's like fast, straight down snowplow. You know, like, you see the yes. little kids on the slopes, and they're like, no fear. They just go straight down the hill, snowplow style. I'm like,
right.
All right, I'm not doing that. And I followed him a bunch and hang out with him. And then on the Friday, same kind of thing, I followed him. And then he wanted to go back to the other area, so he went by himself, and I went on the Blues and had a blast and skied by myself all day. You asked whether I fell. That's the right. long buildup to whether I fell. I didn't fall at all on Monday. Everybody else, all the kids all fell. You know, it's normal. And I tell them, it's not a fault if your skis don't break off. That's the rule.
Right.
It doesn't count. So on Wednesday, I'm skiing behind my kid, and I like try to slow down and stop. And I got into one of those weird gravity situations where I'm almost at a stop, but I'm kind of skiing uphill. And it just kind of leaned over. So I had one lean onto the snow. Skis didn't even break off on a Wednesday. I'm like, ah, because my wife had asked, did you fall, you know, old man? Like, no. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, and then on Friday, I hadn't fallen all day. I was doing great, no problems. And by the way, you know, falling, if you're not falling, you're not skiing.
Right.
You're not pushing the envelope.
Exactly.
Well, I managed to get by myself skiing on an area of skiing that I cannot. I hate moguls and I hate powder. For those of you who like to ski, you understand. Some of you love it. That's great. You're weird. I don't get it. I've never liked skiing moguls. I've never liked skiing powder. They're both weird to me. Yes, I'd rather have ice than powder. Anyway, I got onto a trail that was a foot and a half of powder.
Oh.
And if you've never skied before, the control you have normally is just doesn't exist on powder. It's a completely different. It's like football and cricket. They're completely different sports. So I get into some hills. I get into some uneven. Down one. And then there's moguls on the powder range. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Well, I get down that safely, and then under another part of that same run, more powder. I'm into the knees to my powder. And, you know, can't get back up on my skis, like, because you keep stepping into it.
Right.
Finally get down. So, yeah, I had two falls. And then here's the funny part. This is, I can't believe I'm opening up the show telling this story, but this is fine. So all of that, no injuries, skis broke off, no problem. They did what they're supposed to do. Great rentals, wonderful, whatever. I'm in the parking lot. My wife says, why don't you go check to make sure that there's nothing in the back of the car, you know, we're not going to leave anything here. And I'm like, good. Okay. So I get out and I have my like combat boots on and I slipped the parking lot, leaving the ski area to come home. And I banged my knee so bad that I had a like baseball sized, you know, how your body, like if it thinks something might be broken, it like swells up massive so you can run away. It's a great defense right. mechanism. Your legs can still work even though your femur's broken because your body swelled. That's what. I didn't even know I had it till I got home. I mean, I knew I fell, but I didn't think I did anything. I get back to Denver, my dad's house, and I got this like giant baseball. I've been driving for an hour in the hills, no big deal. I get home and I discover, like, what the hot cold, you know, get it to come down, and like every part of my right knee is all bruised up for reasons I cannot explain. I don't understand it. So, yeah, my big fall was in the parking lot, leaving the ski area on Friday.
You were doing so good.
No, but I had, I mean, the one thing I will say, if you're a skier, you probably get this. If you're not a skier, I don't know if I can explain it, but the most fun skiing is riding the lift up.
Because it is, yeah.
It's the cold and the snow, and you're facing into the sun, shining over the mountains, doing the cloud iridescence and all, like, and you're, you know, 12,000 feet, and you're just like, oh, this is so great. It's just, it's relaxing. It's invigorating. You can't do anything. You're just sitting there taking in the scenery. And then you ski, and skiing is, but you're not thinking about, like, the scenery when you're skiing. I mean, a little bit maybe, but you're just kind of doing it. And it's that ride up. It's almost like, I don't know, doing meditation or prayer or something. It's communing with God or nature, however you want mm-hmm. to style it. And it's so refreshing that I like the smile on my face. And also there was a little bit of relief because buying lift tickets, doing the ski rental, getting up the mountain, hoping there's not too much ice on the road that our Odyssey that doesn't have chains on it. You know, like all the things that can go wrong to thwart this endeavor. None of them went wrong. Everything worked out perfect. And just like that relief, you know, as a dad, you get this. When you plan a big thing and then it works, you're like, oh, thank God. So, yeah, it was fantastic. And then we got to see, you know, relatives and friends. And anyway, and drove like 40. I've driven, God, let me think, 22, 24. I've driven 46 hours in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
No. 43. No. My wife drove for 3 hours the Friday we left.
Oh.
And then she will drive if I'm like too tired or something. I want to nap, but she, you know, I didn't need her to drive. And so I just drove and I listened to all the shows.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to all the podcasts. You know, I that's how
you
I
were
keep
bored.
Awake.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, that too. yeah. And thank you
lots
to all the people
time.
Who filled in, by the way. Thank you to Bobby, to Danny, to John and JC, to Walker, to John and other John. Mm-hmm. John Peacock, John Hutchinson, and Rusty and Al, and you guys did great. So, and John, you did great.
Oh, thank you.
David was
he was all right.
I mean, you know, kind of in the normal range for David. Like right there, a steady present. You want to wait on this, David? He's giving me the I understand look.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
No, yeah. That's right. Yeah, it's about accurate, right, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm.
It's about what you'd expect, you know. Give or take a little.
I am the up or down, you know, in our relationship. Like, I'm the excited and the sad, you know. Mm-hmm. My wife is the steady. David is the steady. David is, like, the range of variation is very narrow.
David has no emotion whatsoever.
David has emotion, but it's always like that slightly smirk plus happiness. Did I describe you accurately?
Yeah. I've never heard myself described in that way.
He's,
but that's,
he's
yeah.
a smirk plus man. If he had
smirk
a super...
Smirk plus.
I can't believe... My voice, it sounds so bad in my head. I sound like Phoebe with, you know, Smelly Cat episode in my own head. You're saying it sounds just fine.
You're fine.
Outstanding. I'll take that. 437-1620. All right, we got all that past. Just don't ask me to tell any of those stories again. Oh, my God. We have so much stuff to cover. We always do. I mean, we just have a ridiculous amount of news that's happened in the last, even just, you know, this
yes.
week. Oh, my God. Oh, and let me tell you, I let Joe Biden ruin my Christmas.
What'd you do?
Okay, so it wasn't much like Christmas for us because we had already done Christmas with the relatives when they came in town for my son's graduation for UWF 2 weeks ago. We did Christmas at my dad's. And then, like, we were just kind of drove home, got home on Monday night at midnight. We were just kind of home for New Year's Eve. Went to see Wicked on Tuesday and at the Bayou 15. And then yesterday was like, oh, it's Christmas. So we had hamburgers. I mean, like, it's just the weirdest. We had already done the gifts, you know, didn't right. have anything. Anyway. And so it wasn't much like Christmas. But the commutation story. I had read the commutation story that he had commuted 37 of the federal murder, you yes. know, death penalty cases, not the three, you know, the Dylan Roof, the guy who shot up the church, and then also the Jokhar Tsarnaev. How is he still alive? Anyway, and I did what you're supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
and I think I'm glad I did it because we'll be covering it during the show. I'm so annoyed the way the death penalty gets covered as a topic in the news is Joe Biden commutes 37 sentences from death to life in prison. Okay, well, who were they? What'd they do? Well, we're not going to get into all that. And I don't know if it's laziness or if it's bias. I don't think it's either. I just think it's people too much in my industry don't think to ask the question. Because my experience is every time we talk about a death penalty case and every time the anti-death penalty people come out and protest, they never talk about the incident. And I'm telling you from reading these incidents over the years, in the United States of America, with some extraordinarily rare exceptions, when somebody gets executed, they are the worst, horrible, disgusting people who have done the worst, horrible, disgusting things. And usually what I try to do is, well, so-and-so is getting executed. It's a controversial case. It's not controversial. It's really beastly, some of the things these people have done. And so I always consider kind of the obligation is to go read the events. And I started, and I couldn't stop. And so I read, it to some degree or another, all 37 of these people. And I don't want to get into ahead time. I'll talk about it maybe coming up at 5:35. It's repulsive enough what these people did to get sentenced for murder at the federal level. That doesn't happen quickly or by accident. Right? You know how many death penalty cases get sort of slid off an off ramp somewhere here or there for whatever reason between the crime itself and the actual conviction and the sentencing? And every single one of these people did something atrociously horrid. We can have a civil conversation about whether the death penalty is just or not. We can. I'm well versed. I actually wrote a 11 part series of opinions, like 11,000 words on this subject many years ago. Very thoroughly examining why I favor the death penalty. As a Christian, as a Bible-thumping conservative, you know, former liberal, former atheist, all the stuff. And it's one thing to have that sort of detached, emotionless, you know, view of the world. let's call it the Catholic view, the sort of analytical view that opposed the death penalty on principle. And we can have that conversation. I don't mind having that conversation. It's a worthwhile conversation. But if you actually pay attention to these cases, it's Joe Biden, who claims to be a man of principle, a man of character, a man of law and order, has just completely upended everything those words stand for. In the 1500, that's one thing. And those are many horrible, terrible people too. But in the 37, it's... And the funny thing is he's getting criticized from people who are anti-death penalty for not commuting in the mall. Which is amazing too. I mean, it's just... Anyway, we have a lot to say about that. We'll talk about it, you know, as we go throughout the show. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay. Great to be back. I'm glad you're there, and Merry Christmas. I'm Andrew McKay.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort.
It is so too still Christmas. 527. Look, I don't go early. I'm going to get my full week. Okay, I'm going to get my full week. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And that is the one thing that actually made it seem a little bit like Christmas yesterday to me as I was cooking and watching Miracle on 34th Street. And then I discovered with my clogged ear and the dishwasher running and the fryer for the fries for the traditional hamburger and fries that I made yesterday. I couldn't even hear the TV, so I just gave up. That makes me, if Elf is on, if Christmas Story is on, and no good TV is on, then it feels like Christmas. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The traditional Christmas hamburger and fries. Look, there's lettuce and there's tomato that's red and green.
That's right.
You're good.
My wife said, you don't want to go out for Chinese dinner? No, I will say on Tuesday I made pot stickers. And this is Chinese food. And you don't know what pot stickers are?
What?
David looks confused.
No. I know what pot stickers are.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You look...
I'm still confused.
You don't know what pot stickers are?
No. I've just never made them at home.
Oh.
Well, you should bring... You always talk about all this.
Why are you
food?
Always begging me for food, John?
Well, because I
got to learn how to cook.
Yeah, you don't want any of mine.
Would you like a news headline? Is that
yeah,
why
sure,
I'm,
go ahead.
Is that
all
why
right.
I'm here? Okay. The alleged Trump assassin is having his federal trial pushed back in court documents filed Monday. Judge Eileen Cannon set Ryan Ruth's new trial date to September 8th of 2025. Originally, it was supposed to start last month and then had been delayed to February 10th. Police say the man accused of murdering four students in Idaho was also a person of interest in a home invasion 1 year before those murders. The home invasion happened in 2021, less than 10 miles from where those four college students were killed about a year later. Brian Koberger was now named a person of interest in the case, but was eventually taken off of the list. And, well, holiday shopping expected to hit a record high this year, Andrew, but so are the returns. Recent report by the National Retail Federation and return management company Happy Returns says they expect this year's returns to reach 17% of all merchandise sales. That would make $890 billion in returned products.
Happy Returns is the name of the returns management company?
That was my reaction to it.
Outstanding. Well done. Did you say 30%?
30% of all merchandise purchased.
That's not online. That's in-store also? Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Because I assume online is fairly high, because a lot of people will buy something like order from Walmart.com, and then if they don't like the size, they'll return to Walmart. Wow, 30%. That's enormous.
Fox News, I'm Paul Stevens. Thousands gathering in D.C. on Wednesday as the national menorah was lit, marking the first night of Hanukkah. Israeli woman Aviva Siegel was held hostage by Hamas following the October 7th attacks, saying her husband also was remaining being held.
I felt it. I saw it, and it should not happen to anybody in the world, and no Jew. I'm standing here for Mikey, that is still a hostage, and for all the hostages that are still there. We need to bring them home now.
Ceasefire talks continue. President-elect Trump extending the olive branch to Panama while feuding about fees to pass through the Panama Canal.
President-elect Donald Trump announced his pick for U.S. ambassador to Panama. Trump named Miami-Dade County Commissioner Kevin Moreno Cabrera as his choice for the position.
Fox's Chan Lee Painter, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, we've got 51 degrees. It is cloudy in Pensacola today. There is some new information about the victim that died in that shooting on Rouse Drive earlier this week. Friends and family talked with Channel 3. They've identified the victim as 18-year-old Gary Lynch, a young father and also a student in Escambia County.
What you want to be able to tell everybody today is Merry Christmas. And unfortunately, those are not the words that are going to be coming out of my mouth when I call a couple of school principals today.
That is Escambia County School Superintendent Keith Leonard. He talked with Channel 3. Now, he didn't say where Gary Lynch went to school, but did say that resources are available to grieving students in the district. That shooting happened on Tuesday night. A suspect shot Lynch in the head and then reportedly drove away. A 16-year-old was also taken to the hospital with a road rash injury to the leg. And so far, there's no word on suspects or potential motives in that case. Well, we are right in the middle of the busy holiday travel season. Pensacola Airport Director Matt Coughlin says there have been a lot of people going through the Pensacola Airport so far.
We've been seeing a little bit higher uptick from last year, roughly around 7% over the same numbers last year. So there's certainly a lot of traveling taking place over the holidays.
And Coughlin does say the airport had no trouble meeting the demand of the extra travelers this year. He also said TSA and other wait lines did not get out of hand. Well, Pensacola Energy Gas customers might be eligible for a refund connected to a 2015 class action lawsuit. That lawsuit alleged the city had been unlawfully collecting franchise fees since 1970. The fees could potentially amount to between $18 and $20 million, the actual amount has not yet been determined by the court. That case is pending. Matt Gaetz not taking a holiday break from trying to clear his name. The former congressman posting on X yesterday, he wished everybody a Merry Christmas, then also posted what he called his key takeaways from the House Ethics Report that was released earlier this week. The report accused Gaetz of paying women for sex and having sex with an underage girl. Gaetz wrote that the alleged prostitutes testified there was never an agreement to exchange sex for money. He also said the underage girl claimed he was at a party where the community gate log showed he was not at. Gaetz also said he had been unsuccessfully attempted to be shaken down for money and that he's never been charged by a crime or with a crime by the Department of Justice. Well, alcohol suspected in a wrong-way crash in Hillsborough County. FHP says Plant Cities Flor Tulia Perez Roblero was drunk and going the wrong way in a minivan when she hit an SUV yesterday there. She and the woman driving the SUV were both hurt, but are both expected to survive that injury. It is 534 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
There is going to be a small chance of rain throughout your day today, 30% overall, high near 67 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Friday, 30% chance of rain, high near 69. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Seeing more rain chances into the weekend with a 70% chance of rain on Saturday, high near 70 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it is 52 degrees in Pensacola, 52 in Gulf Breeze, 48 in Milton. Your next news at 6 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Scorto with Your Money Now. Nobody won the Mega Millions jackpot on Christmas Eve. Therefore, Friday's grand prize has now soared to an estimated $1.15 billion, the largest prize ever offered in the month of December. That's $516.1 million if the winner chooses the cash option. It's just the seventh time in game history that the jackpot has soared past $1 billion. Retail traders sent almost $30 billion into NVIDIA shares this year on balance, according to Vanda Research. It's the latest honor for the mega cap tech stock, which has shown leadership within artificial intelligence. Net inflows for NVIDIA have seen a nearly ninefold jump from 2021. Artificial intelligence was the story of the tech market in 2024 and was the catalyst behind some of the biggest individual gains. Crypto was the other big driver, while AppLovin had the biggest percentage gain. NVIDIA added the most market cap, increasing its value by $2.2 trillion. Futures are down as the Dow Industrials finished up 390 on Tuesday. Again, futures are down as the Dow Industrials finished up 390 on Tuesday. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, at Barnes Feed Store.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Bay Center's public ice skating sessions continue nightly, except Christmas night through the end of the year. For more information, see PensacolaBayCenter.com. Countdown to the new year with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy a swinging evening of classic standards and a heartfelt tribute to some of America's finest music while ringing in 2025. See PensacolaSymphony.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Got no reason for the things I fear, the things that plague me when I see and hear. A dime's a nickel and a nickel's none. I throw myself into the Sunday sun. A summer Sunday when you went insane.
Good morning, 538 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you back with us, or have me back with us. I don't know, whatever I'm supposed to say. Thank you to everybody who filled in for me. Thank you to John and David for holding down the fort and for helping. I know it's a lot more burden for you.
I was tired at the end of every show, man. I went home and took a nap every day. I loved it, but I was mentally drained, bro.
Way to low-key announce it. You don't have to work on my show. I love it. Your show's so easy. I just show up. We have fun. It's good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious. I went home tired. Oh, man. Oh, that's great. All right. I guess I want to get into talking about this, these commutations with Joe Biden. I don't think I want to tackle the whole issue of whether the death penalty is justified right now. I mean, that's his rationale, right? He commutes these death penalty, these federal death penalty cases by basically saying, I'm a Catholic. The death penalty is never justified in a civilized nation. Catholic position on the death penalty is actually very interesting. The perception is that it's always against, and that's not accurate. It's against when it's not necessary. It's not a blanket prohibition, but just in a civilized nation that doesn't need it in order to maintain order is sort of the very, very, very shorthand version. It's not that it is blanket categorically prohibited. It's just not necessary. And then, you know, lots of concerns about practical issues like punishing innocent people and that sort of thing. But he says, basically, look, I put these all on hold when I came into office. President Trump is going to start killing people as soon as I leave office. And so we can't have that. I'm going to commute all these sentences. Okay. It's your power. We might want to consider a constitutional amendment to take away that power, because it's an absurd power. Look at how it's been used with Hunter. Look at how it's been used by Trump and people before that and since. It's, you know, the power to pardon and commute sentences, I don't know that I'm sold on it anymore as a presidential power, frankly. We can have that conversation too. But as far as the death penalty goes in this particular case, or in these particular cases, I'm of the opinion that you shouldn't have an opinion about whether somebody has the death sentence commuted, whether that's appropriate or not, unless you've actually looked at the cases, unless you know what it is they did, right? And by the way, the issue in these cases is not that they didn't do it. The issue is that we shouldn't be killing people for killing people, right? That two killings don't make a right. Well, you know, again, I think that's false. Long conversation we can have about that. But let's actually look at some of the cases, because until you look at some of the cases, or I would say it this way, it's very easy to have a sanitized view of all of this and, well, I'm against the death penalty. Okay, well, what did any of these people actually do? So let's look at some of them. Not all of them. We'll do this over the course of the morning. Shannon Wayne Agofsky, 1989 was the date of the murders. Serving a life sentence for a 1989 armed robbery and murder when he received the death penalty in 2004 for killing a fellow inmate. So he was already in for robbery and murder and killed an inmate. By the way, one of the reasons that you maintain the death penalty is as a punishment for people who are already in jail for life. What else are you going to do to them? I mean, they're already in jail for life. They commit a murder and you give them more of that. Like, one of the reasons for the death penalty is that it actually enhances the punishment if somebody's already in prison and they do something horrible, like in this case, killing a fellow inmate. Agofsky, alongside his brother Joseph, had been convicted of robbing. This is the underlying crime of 1989. The State Bank of Noel, Missouri, and murdering its president, Dan Short. The brothers kidnapped Short from his Benton County home, forced him to open the vault, later bound him to a chair before attaching concrete to it and dumping him into Grand Lake in Delaware County alive so that he drowned. And in 2004, incarcerated in Orange, Texas, Agofsky brutally beaten, stomped fellow inmate Plant to death in a prison recreation area, getting him a federal death sentence. That's the person you're keeping alive. Billy Jerome Allen and Norris G. Holder. Some of these, I'm kind of going in alphabetical order, but some of them are partners with other people on the list, okay? Billy Jerome Allen and Norris G. Holder were on death row after being convicted for killing a security guard during a robbery at Lindell Bank and Trust in 1997 in, again, Missouri. Men found guilty of entering the bank with assault rifles, killing 46-year-old Richard Heflin, then leading police in a chase that ended with a fire crash in Forest Park. That's a part of St. Louis. Billy Jerome Allen and Norris Holder were convicted of shooting a Vietnam veteran, that was Heflin, and a former police officer. Okay, he was a security guard. The victim, Richard Heflin, let's see, the attorney called Allen an evil, wicked maniac at sentencing. St. Louis Post-Dispatch doing reporting. That's their paper in St. Louis. Heflin was a former Caseyville police officer, a combat veteran in Vietnam, and a recently remarried father of three. He got killed because he was reaching for a St. Patrick's Day cookie when he was shot. Allen shot bank guard before he could react, shot him in both legs, then stood over top of him and fired several more shots into him to kill him. 16 shots fired inside the bank. At least 8 of them hit the security guard, who died shortly thereafter. These are the people that Biden commuted their sentence. And again, there's no question of guilt. There's no question of this might be a wrongful conviction or a wrongful execution. These people are guilty. It's not an issue here. And these people did horrible, terrible things. And that's why I talk about this, because this sort of sanitary notion and the theoretical arguments. Because I'm actually very sympathetic to the argument of wrongful convictions. One of the closest to, I take, like, it almost decisive, okay? The closest you get to decisive on the issue of the death penalty is the argument that you were killing innocent people. Because the argument against the death penalty is that you cannot undo it. You can let somebody out after 30 years. You cannot let somebody out after execution. So wrongful convictions, and what I have always said and will always say, is that the death penalty should only be applied in cases where there's no doubt. Not a reasonable doubt, but no doubt. The standard shouldn't be for execution should not be beyond a reasonable doubt. The standard for applying execution should be no doubt. And there are many, many cases where we have no doubt. Jokhar Tsarnaev, the Boston Marathon bomber, no doubt. No question, right? Dylan Roof, no question, okay? And these are also no question. So your, like, principled objection to the death penalty that says, well, maybe some people are innocent, does not apply in these cases. You have to deal with the actual cases. And these actual cases are horrific. Let's see, Anthony Battle. A jury, this is 1994, was the murder in Georgia. A jury convicted Battle for bludgeoning prison guard D'Antonio Andrew Washington to death with a ball-peen hammer in Atlanta, in jail, okay? He'd obtained from a mechanical services work crew, so trying to give him work, so the life seems meaningful. So he took a hammer, killed a guard. He was already serving a life sentence for the murder of his wife. U.S. Marine Lance Corporal Minnie Foreman. Foreman, he stabbed to death in her barracks room on the Marine Corps base at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina in 1987. So killed his wife, stabbed her to death, and then beats a guard to death with a hammer inside. And that's why he got the federal charge for death. Jorge Avila Torres, a Marine veteran himself, guilty of killing Navy Petty Officer Second Class Amanda Snell inside her barracks in Arlington, Virginia in 2009. Prosecutors said Avila Torres confessed to an inmate that he'd, quote, entered Snell's room through her unlocked door, jumped on her as she slept in her bed, and bound her wrists with the power cord from her laptop computer and strangled her with the rest of the cord. Oh, that's just the preliminary. Years later, he pled guilty to, this is awful. I mean, look, this is the day after Christmas. I'm not insensitive to the timing of me having to cover this story, but it was a Christmas story because Joe Biden pardoned him Christmas week, right? Or commuted their sentences. So that's killed this woman, this Navy Petty Officer Second Class, inside her barracks, horribly. He pled guilty to stabbing, again, I apologize in advance, 8-year-old Laura Hobbs and 9-year-old Crystal Tobias to death on Mother's Day of 2005 in Zion, Illinois. Was told by a judge he was a serial killer. So he kills two girls, young girls. These are the people that Biden has commuted. Aquila Marcevici Burnett, 1996, D.C. North Carolina, excuse me. According to court documents, shot and killed 23-year-old Robin Williams in Roanoke and 22-year-old Donald Allen in Charlotte. Burnett began dating Williams in 1994 until 96, when Williams broke off their relationship. A very normal course of events, right? According to court documents, he made several attempts to reconcile with her. In 96, he went to her apartment, smashed the windows of her car, and threw a firebomb into the apartment. She survived, but suffered second and third degree burns on her arms and hands. That's not the murder charge. That's not what got him the execution charge. After the incident, she moves in with her mother. Barnett travels back to Charlotte, purchases a semi-automatic shotgun, carjacks Donald Allen, stole his wallet, shot and killed him, then drove the stolen vehicle to Roanoke, where Williams was living with her mother, and fatally shot Williams after chasing her into the street with the shotgun. That's after the incident where he burned her and forced her to go live with her mom. I'll do one more. I know it's a lot. But have you heard any of this on the news?
Nothing. Nothing about this, man.
And I'm not honoring the victims particularly, except that I'm reminding people that the victims in these cases were just normal people. Now, there are a couple of cases on this list where it was, you know, drug related, like killing off the competition. But even that's, you're not allowed to do that. Okay? most of these cases are like super normal, ordinary, innocent people who just ran across evil one way or another. Brandon Basham and Chadwick Folks. This is a pretty awful one, okay? Doesn't involve kids, but it's pretty bad. South Carolina, November of 02. Brandon Basham and Chadwick Folks had met in jail in Kentucky and escaped together, going on a 17-day crime rampage. He was sentenced to death in 04 for the kidnapping and killing of Gallivants Ferry resident Alice Donovan, was taken from a Walmart parking lot in Conway in November of 02, with Folks aiding police in finding her remains in 09. Also convicted of abducting and killing 19-year-old Samantha Burns, a Marshall University student last seen in 02. Brandon Leon Basham and Chadwick Evans Folks engaged in a 17-day multi-state crime spree for which they were both prosecuted. The men were both convicted of raping and killing both women. Samantha Burns, 19-year-old Marshall University student, worked at the JCPenney's in Huntington Mall. She also participated in school fundraisers, selling candy boxes, which she kept in her car. In November of 02, she met her aunt at Penny's to purchase clothing for one of her nieces. Then parked in a separate location in the mall at 9:46 that evening, Burns called her mother to say she was staying at a friend's house at night. Never been seen since. He was found wearing a heart-shaped ring around his neck that belonged to her. The couple then went to a Walmart where they approached a blue BMW driven by 42-year-old Alice Donovan. Basham entered the car and forced Donovan to drive to the back of the parking lot where Folks waited. There, Folks and entered the driver's side of the car and drove away. They used the victim's ATM to purchase gas from a service station, it's a different place. Donovan called her daughter, the victim, to say she was shopping and be home late. Later that day, several men at the BT Farms Hunt Club in Winnebago, North Carolina, saw two men and a woman in a blue BMW drive to the end of a road to the lodge, turn around, and leave the area. Donovan, like Burns, was never seen again. Investigators were informed that Samantha Burns was dead and that he and Folks had rolled her body down an embankment into the Guyandot River near Huntington. She was raped, records say. At some point, they crossed into North Carolina, stopped at a cemetery where first Basham and then Folks raped the other woman that they still had alive. He claimed Basham then led Donovan into the woods and killed her. Don't tell me that these are margin call cases. Don't tell me that these are maybe innocent cases. None of that applies. The only argument you can make about these cases is that a civilized nation should not be in the business of executing people. Let me put just a little thought in your head from a Christian point of view about why we execute these people. It's not deterrence. I have a lot of arguments and thoughts about why deterrence is not particularly a great argument. It's not incapacitation. You know, you incapacitate by putting people in prison for life, although they can still murder inmates, which happened in several of these cases. It's not rehabilitation. Neither life nor execution rehabilitates somebody. That's not the goal. It's justice. And you may have never heard anybody say it this way, but it's not revenge by society for what they did do. It's honoring the humanity of these monsters by letting them pay in the only way God lets humans pay for murder, which is by having your life forfeit. It's not dehumanizing to execute these people. It's humanizing because you're letting them pay in blood, the only thing that can be used to pay for these things. You're actually honoring them as humans by killing them. At least that's my view, based on how I read the Bible. And all of this other nonsense about, you know, these people and their reforms, or they're maybe innocent. I mean, you know, you just read the cases. Come to me when you've read the cases. 437-1620. Feel free to disagree with me. You're always welcome to disagree with me, even about this, about anything. I mean, that's what the show's here for. We're here to talk about these issues. And, you know, you're not obliged to agree with me just because you're listening. Many people do. I sometimes disagree with me. Not about this. Not about this, but about other things. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, I mean, they're just fantastic. The number of homes that they have sold over the years, the number of people who rave about the service that they get from Christina and her people, and just the level of attentiveness, the number of questions they ask, the way they think about selling a home and getting you the best price and getting you through experience all the way through to the close. Because, you know, a lot of times you can get like 80% there and the problem comes up and then doesn't sell. Well, that's common. Well, they sold 175 homes last year, on track to do the same this year. And in the height of when the homes were easy to sell, they were in the 200s, but it's a little cooler. But still, 175 is nothing, not too shabby, right? And the value of that is they have experience and they know how to get all the way through to the end, which is what you want from a realtor. And you want the best price, which, you know, they certainly do that. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $250 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share. For details.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh my God, I shot my eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
It's Christmas, no kisses. Listen, all you listeners. Think of all the presents that's in prison during Christmas. Not trying to bring you down, but trying to put you up on. Land it on the table so you're able to put your cup on. No snow, not a flurry, so hurry, don't you miss it.
Good morning, 5:57. That's the other Run DMC Christmas song you don't know as well. Oh, 5:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I had a couple people text me that they appreciate knowing these horrible backstories. And I know it's an awful thing to get into, but you know, it's not my fault Joe Biden made this a news story. It is my responsibility to bring the other side of the story to the headlines that most people aren't really hearing much about. And that's why we're talking about these. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Biden and President-elect Trump released their holiday messages to the American people here in the last day. And Biden posted a video. He urged Americans to set aside everything that divides us. Then also on Wednesday, Trump posted a message saying, quote, "Merry Christmas to the radical left lunatics."
Consistent.
Absolutely.
Consistent. He's so inclusive.
And he did. He wished them a Merry Christmas.
See?
So you got to give him something for that.
You got something.
Yeah. A body was found in the wheel well of a United Airlines plane that landed in Hawaii. The airline says the body was discovered on Christmas Eve in a Boeing 787 that flew in from Chicago and landed in Hawaii. They say it's unclear how or when the person got into the wheel well, which was only accessible from the outside of the plane.
Yeah, it's not one of those cases where they could have gotten there from the cargo hold or from somewhere else in the plane. It's only accessible from the outside. So somebody crawled up in the wheel well while the plane was on the tarmac somewhere and died. of probably asphyxiation, right? It's a crazy story. I mean, it's really, and you know, all the things that could have happened if that person had other intentions in mind, right?